A few weeks ago, we were learning a little bit of the Indian Sugiv Yeledes. And Anfang Pashas Tazriya, her says that Yeledes, a woman gives birth, Ishikis Tazriya, the older Zacha, if she has a boy, she's Tame Shivas Yom, she's Tame 7 days, and then the Torah gives you Meitaira, she's Tame for the next 33 days. Even if she sees Dam, neither, she's Tame. And in the Keva, she's Tame 14 days. And then if that, the Torah gives her 66 days in Meitaira. But even if she sees Dam, neither, she's Tame. There's a cousin. The Michus Chinuch in Mr. Reish Zayin, Nesir Aleph, was Santa Sharavagan Androgynous. We spoke about Androgynous the other week also. Androgynous is someone that has the money Zocha and the money in the Keva. And Androgynous is many Sugis Hashas. We said there was a crisis, the fourth parak of Ikurim, that Androgynous has a din of a Safik Zocha, Safik Nekeva. Klaite Mechus Chinuch, what's the din if an Androgynous gives birth? This Safik Zocha, Safik Nekeva, if it gives birth. So Tainz Mechus Chinuch. Oh, and back, that seems to be, but the Meister Mechus Chinuch pleasure that shared, and Androgynous gives birth, and then someone's someone is bought on this zocher on this androgynous this androgynous would have a din of a suffix to mas nida. Like we explained last time, a yeledes has a din of the pasha of nida. Pasha of nida applies to yeledes. The tum of the 7 days is the din of nida, and it's chayav karis and b'shoyig it's chayav achatus. So nafkamin would be if someone is born this androgynous, if the androgynous gave birth, would it be chayav b'shoyig? Would it be chayav achatus? Is that called nida? Zokim mechusan is a sofik. Nechayav tzapela, like you're asking, nechayav tzapela to go say that androgynous that gives birth, it's still a suffix. I mean, that's the biggest thing. That it's in the keva. You see that it has all the varm gemayla of in the keva. Of the meister, the mechus chinuch still considers it a suffix. So it's possible. It's possible to have someone has a din of a zacha who gave birth, who had a baby. But women are always complaining that the men have babies. It could happen. You think? Right. Oh. That's what I was thinking. It's more mistabed. There's a gemara in Yivam Mistafe Gimel. There's one mandama that says Androgynous bei b'chnei asma. Androgynous is a bei b'chnei asma. There's three things. There's a zocher. There's a nekeva. There's an androgynous. So maybe if you learn it's a bei b'chnei asma, it's a little bit easier to understand that there's a bei b'chnei asma who could have a child, physically could have a child, but tayde mechus chinuch it still is a suffix zocher. And the main if someone is born this androgynous, it would not bring a chamachapas. It would be a suffix if it's chayav achapas. Exactly, it's something in din. But that's more understandable if it's bei b'chnei asma. If the choice is either zocher or nekeva, it's one or the other. Then l'chayav it's muchachas in nekeva. L'chayav the suffix makes more sense if it's bei b'chnei asma. In other words, there are three things in this world. Hashem created Tzcharim, the Kavis, and Androgynous.
But there would be no
the same person is Moilu, and the same person is Moilu, what's it called? Ma'aber Elisha, and the same person has a baby. What are you going to say there? I've arrived both.
If there's such a thing, I mean, that he doesn't say if there's such a thing. Okay, so it's interesting. But Lamai says it's sad is because there's no drusha, but it is a fresh apostle. There's no drusha that a zocher will not be tummy. We used to say that a zocher is moilid. If a Luisa zocher has a baby, that it's not tummy. Lamai says the Torah says it. The Torah says Isha ki sazviya. Says Isha ki sazviya. The older zocher. The Torah says it on Isha. All the dinim of tumah go on Isha. Right, so that's the Mechus Chinuch. There's another shtuk of Mechus Chinuch that says, what about if a tumtum androgynous sees dam? If a man sees dam, there's no tumma. There's such a thing as ziva by a man, but it's loivin. It's a white discharge. It's not a dam. If a man sees dam, it's not tummy. But what if a tumtum androgynous sees dam? So the Mechus Chinuch in that same piece, he says, heim nidus linyan habolim. They will be nidus. That's mashma. They'll be nidus araisa. That you can understand more should be a suffix. That should be a suffix if it's a zocher who had dam or in the cave who had dam. That should be a suffix nida. Here the Mechus Chinuch says a vadi nida. First of all, it's shver, why isn't it a suffix? Second of all, Shveh, why is it different than androgynous? By androgynous, he considered that a suffix if it gave birth. I'm sorry, why is it different than androgynous sheyolda? Androgynous sheyolda, he said, the Mechas Chana says it's a suffix if it's tummy or not. But if androgynous sees dam, the Mechas Chana says it's father tummy neither. That's what's a Shveh. The Magi on the bottom of Mechas Chana is a different kasha. He asked that is before Mitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph, the Mechas Chinuch says the tumtum of androgynous shiro neither is to muslim b'safik. Over there it's a steer. There he says the tum of dam by tum of androgynous is a safik. But the emes over there, the Mechas Chinuch is talking about the shayla of tyrus. There's another thing besides the shiro beer. There's another shayla of a neither that if a neither touches shurma or kachim, it's metame and apostles it. So over there, the Mechas Chinuch says if a tum of androgynous sees dam and it touches tyrus, it's tamei m'safik. But over here, b'negei yisurei biyah, the Mechas Chinuch says, heim nidois, they are nidois, mashmetz mitam badai. This is the year. So the Magi wants to say, so Toi said first, all this first Mechas Chinuch is a mistake, it should be heim sofik nidois. You have to add in the word sofik. And that way, install our kashas also. But the first part is Taka Shikopela, that the Mechas Chinuch has a tzad to say, that androgynous sheyolda, androgynous that gives birth, was a suffix if it's tamei tumas later, because the suffix if it still has a din zacha, even though it gave birth, it might still have a din zacha. Right, right. In Yevamos, Tachi Gimel, one man dam Gemara says it's a bay of an asma. It was saying that this
the whole sugya over here, the yidanim on this on the side that it's not a bay.
Actually, I think it makes most sense if it's a bayah finasma. If it's a bayah finasma, then then you can hear it said that it really still has a din zacha. Still has a din zacha. If it's a choice to see the zacha in the keva, this is a riot in the keva. But if it's a tzad, it's a bayah finasma, then this bayah finasma maybe has a din zacha, and this bayah finasma has a matzias that can give birth.
How do we pass?
But if it's bayah, I don't know if any other nachmina alacha. This would be nachmina alacha. It's the same suffix. Suffix zachar zachar in the game. They're machmir. I mean, the androgynous is always machmir, like a zachar in the game. Another santa zach, I saw the chinuch in mitzvah kufstam achvav. He writes the tamiya mitzvahs, you know, he's very mayach in the tamiya mitzvahs of yeledus. But one of the things he points out is he says that one of the tamiya mitzvahs that yeledus is tamiya and asur mabayla is mitama briyas. Because an isha, after giving birth, it gets shvach. It's nechasha. She has a sugar chayla. Nechasha, and therefore the Torah wanted to make Yisurei Biyah for a certain amount of time because of the chalishas. And then the chinuch adds the reason why the Torah is machalak that when she's moyled a zacha, when she gives birth to a zacha, it's only 7 days tamei, and by in the cave it's 14 days. The reason is because a woman after giving birth to a zacha, she's not as shvach. After giving birth to the cave, she's more shvach. The notion is, he says, that the heroin of a zocha is cham b'teva. The pregnancy of a zocha is cham, is a heat. And aydeh chamimus, the ish is not nechosha. Mashen came by the heroin of in the cave, a urine kriya yesa. The heroin is more kar, is more cold. And therefore the choli and the chalishus is more. So therefore the Torah gave a longer time. This was a very interesting. Maybe to ask doctors, if they ever did a survey, at Unza Kimpetarin, by Kimpetarin, did we find a difference after giving birth to a zacha or in the keva, that there's more chalishus, they take more time to recuperate after in the keva than a zacha?
The other thing is,
Oh, this would see us that the chinuch that's been proved. Does people see it today? He says in the cave is curious. Yeah, come here. It could be in the shana teva, but it could be in the shana teva. But just the sound that I'm see us that the chinuch does. In the Gemara Nidach, it's also increases tafuid and other places. We have a machlokes in Gemara. Efshon of psichus akeva b'lay dam. Psichus akeva is the way Chazal call giving birth. When a woman gives birth, the Chazal called Baloshim Psichas Akeva. The Keva opens up and the baby comes out. So there's a machlokes in Gemara. If it's Efshon of Psichas Akeva, Beloy Dam or not. One man dama holds that whenever there's a lady, there must have been Dam. Even if you don't see the Dam, it was there, you just didn't see it. You just didn't notice it, but it was there. And the other man dama says, no, this Shach Teva is called the Lady of Eshta. It's called a dry lady. It's possible to have a lady without Dam. Taisis increases, Tafir the Yasakasha. According to Mandama, every time he's related, there must be dam. In fact, I says, then why do we need a pasuk in the Torah to tell us that Yerada Zacha is Tamei Shiva, that Yerada Zacha is Tamei 7 days? Even without a pasuk in the Torah, should be Tamei Yel Dam needed. We're saying, every time there's a lady, there must be some dam, so automatically she should be Tamei Zayin. The Texas Kasha is not why we need the whole Pasha. We need the Pasha for the other dinim. We need the Pasha to tell you you may tire. The special halacha that after the 7 days that she's Taha for the next 33 days, that we do need. We need a Pasha to tell you that the Yeladis in the cave is Tamei Yudala, 14 days. That's a Chiddush. Even besides the Damnida, she's Tamei 14 days. And of course, you need a Pasha to tell you you may tire of a Yeladis in the cave. But the kasha is, what do you need the pasuk to tell you that in letters off is Tomei Shiva? Let's just start with the Yemei Taira.
I don't understand how to be Mechalik.
Just tell you.
The Torah has to tell you that she's Torah.
Well, it could have been written without the. I have to see the pasuk again, but it could have just started.
What do you mean? The first Torah says that she's
young,
it can be given in the Torah, but you're not Shmini, you're not Shmini, so Shmini, it takes you like tomorrow. For 7 days she's Tomei, and then for 33 days she's Tomei.
So how can
you tell? What do you want from the Torah? What should the Torah tell? How can you tell?
After a Tumah.
Right, okay, right. After a Tumah. After a Tumah.
We don't know how long. What do you mean?
We know. We don't say, and we'll know that.
We don't know.
We'll assume it's regular Tumah of Dam Nidav. If he has string of Psychos Kev, we'll eat Dam.
And then we'll say about the cave is 14?
Yeah, that you have to say.
Yeah, you have to
say. Then what do you think is the difference?
Oh, okay.
Say nothing here. This is 14.
Right.
Oh,
you're being mechamet as teretz. So it's teretz. So teretz is that you would think that if it wouldn't say anything by a zocha, and would just say 14 by the keva, you would think a zocha is also 14, even though the Torah only said it by the keva, but you make a kavachayma. This is you know that teretz says you make a kavachayma. A kavachayma that madach in the keva, which the Torah gave extra yemeitayra in the way it was more makel by the keva, gave extra yemeitayra, gave 66 days tayra, and by a zocha was more machmir, gave less yemeitayra. So kol shkein that a zocha should have at least the same tumah as in the cave, and no less tumah. Unless that's his
hysteria. On the eighth day she sees down, she's tall. So you see the down lady, even though she sees it, you're tall. So why on the second day you're tall?
Why what?
Why on the first day you're tall? If the eighth day you're tall. It's the same down, it's down lady. Terrace is down lady, there's a cause, so you're tall, you see it, right?
No, 8 days is not dam leida. The next 33 days could even be dam leida is tar.
So especially whatever it is, there's a
you could be tar, you could see tar. So if the Torah wouldn't tell
you about Tumah, you would
think that you may tear start immediately? Maybe. So the Torah should say like Eli said, the Torah should have said lach you may do ach to muscle. What's it say? Shiva Syaman. That's the kasha, right? That's the kasha. The Shiva Syaman should be automatically part of the. So okay, that's his test. One thing I see from Tosfos Kasha is that Tosfos holds the other pashut that dam leida would be even would automatically be tomei as dam nida, and the chayyur Tosfos is saying that it's automatically considered dam bargasha. We know the Gemara says nida in Zion, the famous drasha. The Gemara says v'bsara at shetagish. You have to have hagasha to have a din tumas nida deraisa. The whole shayin and mishayin and what hagasha means. Some mishayin and hagasha is. The woman actually feels the makar opening up. The makar is something up in the body, and she feels that opening up and the dam coming out. Some Mishnah learn that Moposhet that she feels zivas dam. She feels the zivas of a lach. So she feels something wet coming out. The place we're talking about today is not so common hagosha. Maybe it's not so poshut to have nizer aisa today. But Tosfos is saying that if you hold the yevshem psichas kevmoli dam, that should automatically be tomei as nidus. Tosfos obviously holds that would be called dam bagosha. And even though you didn't feel the dam, maybe Tosfos holds the chevle leid is automatically the hagasha. But that would be enough to be considered some of the raisa. But Kapanam, this is Tosfos Kasha. What do we need a pasuk of that Yol Isha Yisriv Yol Dazach is Tamei Shivas Yomim? It should be Tamei Yals. If you hold the Yiv Shpesichas Kavim like dam, it should be automatically Tamei Yals Dam Nida. So the Sidri Taira, printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in your day, some Kufza Dal, and Tzukhan Aleph, he brings down from the Sefer Menoyam that wants to say Poshut Taira to the Kasha. He says the big Nafkamina, we know, we spoke about this last time, that Anida is Tomei 7 days, and Medaraisa, she does not need Shiv in the Kiyam. Medaraisa, if Anida sees Dam, let's say 2 days, she just waits 5 more days, she's tough. She sees them 5 days, she waits 2 more days, and she's tough. She sees them 6 days, waits 1 more day. She sees them 7 days, and then it stops, she's tough that night. You don't need any shiv in the kiyam. Is a menga, so the sedetari, b'shem deminayim, what if an Isha saw dam before she gave birth? A day before, or 2 days, let's say 2 days before she gave birth. 2 days. And then she gave birth. So even if you hold it as dam nida, so this will be like the 3rd day she gave birth. Fine, it's just continuing dam nida. All you have to do is wait 4 more days.
So why the dam nida?
No, the Tesis Kasha was that let this be, what do you need a pasuk of? That. Well, we're saying, we're saying Yishu Pichaskeva B'loi Dam.
No,
we're talking about, even that Muberes is B'cheskas Mislekas Dam, that's true. But it's a Roiv maybe, but there definitely are Muberes that see Dam Nida. There is such a thing. There's definitely such a thing. So that would be an Afghan, it's very common. Muberes has Dam Nida. It's B'cheskas Mislekas Dam. Any suffix is B'cheskas Mislekas Dam. And there's a Roiv that she doesn't see. But it is possible to see. So in case she did see Dam Nida, that'll be enough gemina. If we wouldn't have a pasuk, it would only be tummy 4 more days. It's continuing the previous dam nida. The Torah is mechadish. No, now you have a besides that you have a new din of 7 days. Then the Siddur Tayyar B'Shem Deminem says another enough gemina will be even if it was yimei ziva. Like we know last time the sugya, there's a halacha. Sometimes in the month, the dam that Isha sees is dam nida. And then there's Yud Alef Yom Bein Nida L'Nida. We went through the Veshitas, how to calculate it. But there's 11 days, which is dam ziva. And Dam Ziva has a whole different set of halachas. Dam Ziva takanit shiv nakim, but Dam Ziva also has a halacha that if the Isha sees Ziva one day, she shemeres yom kineged yom. She's only tummy 1 day. She sees 2 days, she's also shemeres yom kineged yom. She only is tummy again 1 more day after 2 days. So only if she sees 3 times that she's a zava gedolah that she needs, she's tummy 7 days and nishiv nakim. But here you would have an afkamina. Let's say if it be yimei Ziva. And then we say Yevshav Sichas Kavli Dam. It'll only be 1 day Ziva. So it'll only be Tomei 1 day Shemes Yom Kineged Yom. So only be Tomei 1 day. So we tack and need a pasuk in the Torah to tell you that no, over here she's Tomei 7 days. So whether it's in the time of the month of Yemei Nida or whether the time of the month of Yemei Ziva, it'll be a big nafkamina.
That would be 8 days.
Then you would need. Well, the Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom will be included in the, will be included, it would overlap, that would overlap with the media. And these Terutzim, Mamash HaZoy Poshis, Mamash HaSarach Yungolo on Taisis, why Taisis is Akasha, and Taisis didn't say these Terutzim, these Nafkaminas. And the Chaneh increases Machav into the Skash also. Okay. The thing goes is there's a Nafkamina Benegea Carbon, but maybe that was all part of Taisis Kasha, that the Torah should not tell you, just tell you the din of the carbon, don't tell you the din of the Tumah Zayin. There's a Santa Shaila, it's actually Machlokes Bava Yerushalmi. What's the din of a Geiris that's Niskaya in the, after she gives birth? If a Nachris, a Goya, gives birth, there's no Tumah later. By goyim, there's no tumas nida. So if a goya gives birth, and then let's say 20 days later she's megaya, does she have yemei tayra? And then she sees dam nida. Once she's megaya, now she has al dinum of a yid. And then if she sees dam, she'll be tummy. But oh, yeah. So you're saying the Yemei Tayr is tell me in the baby? The baby has to have a din of a yid?
She's
down. This is so it's very interesting that the.
Be older Zach.
The Zach could be a guy also. You're right. The child will be a guy. But the Gemara Tayr. So the Gemara in Bechayr is.
But she's sitting down.
Do you have your Meitara? Right. The Chayyim of Shaila is the. So the Gemara B'Chayyim is Dafman Bav. The way Tosfos is not so clear. The way Tosfos is the Gemara B'Chayyim. The Gemara, the Bavli holds that she does not have Yemei Tayra. And it's Masha from Tosis that Yemei Tayra is telling Yemei Tuma. Since she didn't have Yemei Tuma, she doesn't have Yemei Tayra. But the Yishalmi, the Mechas Chinuch brings it down in Mitzvah Kusamach Vav. Yishalmi is in Nidah Peregach Lachadalad. Is chayla. Yishalmi holds that she does, even though she didn't have Yemei Tayra, but Yemei Tuma, she does have. It's more like a chaylish. Tosis in Nidah Lachadalad, yes, Akasha. The Gemara says over there in Nida and other places that the din of Yemei Tayra is because one Mandama holds that the din of Yemei Tayra is a Metzias, that the Shnei Mayonis, a woman has a Metzias in the body, two Mayonis, the Niftach HaTov and Nistam HaTomei, that a whole life the Dam comes from the Mayan HaTomei. But this period of time, interesting, of Yemei Tayra, of Yeredes, all of a sudden it switches. The Mayan that the Tomei closes, and the Mayan Ato opens up, and this
depends on
and
the cave of Zohar.
Yeah, that Matthias depends on the cave of Zohar, what time, how long it is, that whole period of time. And the Dam coming is from the Mayan Hatoha. It's coming from a whole different part of the body. So I take the Kasha, if the Tumah of Yemei Tayra, if the Dam from Yemei Tayra is coming from a whole different part of the body, from Mayan Hatoha, that's the Matthias. So how could the Babli hold that a Gyarius is Tameh? The stomach. What's the difference if she didn't have Yemei Tuma? If she didn't have Yemei Tuma. But the Maisa, the Messias right now, the Dam coming out, is from the Mayan Ator. The Gemara says that, according to one Mandama, the din of Yemei Tayra of Yeledis is the Messias of Shnei Mayanis. There are two parts of the body in the woman where Dam comes from. A whole lifetime, it's always coming from the Mayan Hatomi. But when she's in the Yemei Tayra of Yeledes, this period of time, after giving birth, something clicks in the body, changes in the body, and depends on the Zoch and the Keva, for how many days, that all of a sudden, any Dam that comes doesn't come from the Mayan Hatomi, it comes from the Mayan Hatah. There's a main effect, Tosis, how could the Babli hold that if you're, how could the Babli hold that in case you're, if a Gyarius, because she never not have Yemei Tumah, she was Magai after she gave birth. So he says she doesn't have Yemei Tayra. But on Maisa, that thing clicked in the body, and the Dam coming out is in the Mayan Atah. Because it's very good. The Yishami holds she does have Yemei Tayra Gyeris. But the Babli holds, what? It doesn't happen? If she be Magai before she gave birth, then it would click, then it would switch to Mayan Atah? There are differences between even the gear. You have a point.
Is it
considered
33
times a day?
Now she's
the
yin.
Right. So
Tosis there
says.
So but now she's the yin.
But
now she's the yin. Don't start counting. But now she's the yin. Now she's the yin 33 days after she gave birth.
He's saying that because of mitzvahs, and well, there is also part of the shkatz of emotion, but even so, when she becomes yid, she becomes double the fire, she becomes a whole different body. He wants to say, but okay.
So therefore, what?
Because even according to Mandam and Shnei Mayonis, they both come from the Makar. There still is one Makar where the Dam comes from. It's just it's a question which where it continues through, I guess. It continues. Is a Meila Be'etzem, the Mayan HaTohar really should be Tomei also? It's only Gzeres HaKosov that is Tah. Not for the Gzeres HaKosov, the Mayan HaTohar would also be Tomei. And Meila, the Babli holds that the Gzeres HaKosov, Yemei Tayra, is Tomei and Yemei Tumah. And only if you have Yemei Tumah do you have Yemei Tayra. That's what it says. I keep saying that Tosis holds, you know, I've been saying a few times that Tosis holds that the Pshat and the Babli. I said a few times now, I mentioned a few times, it's really a Mashmois in Tosis. Now, what's the Svar of the Babli? That Magiris, if she's Magai after later, she doesn't have Yemei Tayra. So I said that Tosis is mashma that it's telling you Yemei Tumah. If you don't have Yemei Tumah, you don't have Yemei Tayra. It's not really so clear if that's the only reason. I was thinking maybe the saying among Amdash. Maybe the Machlokes Bava Yerushalmi is when is the chal this din of Yemei Taira? Is the chal by the leida? That with the leida, it's chal this isha halacha that she's now going to be tummy for 7 days and then be tummy for 33 days by zacha. Or it's chal by the leida of in the cave and then now she'll be tummy for 14 days and then she'll be tough for 66 days. But the chalais halacha is chal on the isha b'shas the leida. Is it meila? That's b'shan the Bavli. The Bavli holds all the chalais halacha happens b'shas the leida. And if b'shas the leida she was a nachri, she wasn't megay yet. It was never chal on her this din that she will have Yemei Taira. Nothing, I'm not saying, I'm just trying to be magdi, the machlokes bava Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi would hold paket, the Yerushalmi would hold that the chalais halacha of Yemei Taira happens by Yemei Taira. Happens by Yemei Taira. When you reach Yom Yomai, when you reach after the 8th day of the Zohar, when you reach the 15th day of the Kiva, that's when it's chal, the Yemei Taira. And therefore the Yerushalmi holds that even by Geiris, the Shishmagayin, even the 20th day, then it's chal then. What's a little bit unclear is, and this you don't see really in the Bava Yerushalmi, what if she's Megaya in the middle of Yemei Tuma? What if Isha is, what if the Nachri, the Goya, has a baby, a Zacha, and then 3 days later she's Megaya? Do we put on her then Tumas later, that she has 4 more days Tuma? She wouldn't have a full 7 days. Do we put on her, there seems to be the whole Machagas is about Yemei Taira. If she's Megaya in Yemei Taira, what if she's Megaya in the middle of Yemei Tumah, in the middle of the 14 days Tumah of the Nekeva? Do we continue the last few days? Let's say, if the 10 days of having the Nekeva, she's Megaya. Do we give her 4 more days of Tumah? That's a little bit unclear.
Or what?
Or not. Or is it the same Machoikas? Maybe it's the same Machoikas.
How long is she going to come with you at the time?
Or not be Tumah at all.
Not be Tumah at all?
Because she was a Goya by Shas later.
You
don't know,
like that's always many anyway.
No, no.
What happens with the Geir's journey?
Same Shaila. Maybe the same Shaila. It could be the same Shaila. No, but that's the Geir. No, you mean Bashash was the girl, she saw Dam, and then the Dam stopped, and then she became a Geir. So Geir, that'd be Posh at the.
That's she thought.
Right. But we're going now about Leda without Dam created the halacha of 7 days. Mistam cannot divide up the Tumah Chatzayim. Mistam the Tumah is either a full 7 days or it's not a full 7 days. One more sugi in the Inyan of Yeledus is the Inyan of Korban Yeledus. Parashat Tazria, the Torah says, the Kabbonis that Yeledus springs. Yeledus springs, it's called the Yom Malayas. After she finishes Yemei Tumah and Yemei Taira for Zachor and Nekeva, that day she's supposed to be a Korban. And the carbon is the carbon oil and the carbon chattis. She means two carbonas, the carbon oil and the carbon chattis. And this is similar to a carbon oil of Yerid, the Torah is machalak between the ani and an ashira. If she's an ashira, if she's rich, she brings a kevis ben shnosing oil and a Torah ben yerin chattis. She brings a behemah, carbon behemah for an oil and a carbon oil for a chattis. If she's an aniya, if she's poor, the Torah says she brings shtei toim and shnei ben yerin, echel oil and echel chattis. She brings two kabbonis oif. A carbon behemah costs more money, the Torah is machayev and ashir to bring a more expensive carbon. The halacha is someone else could bring the carbon for the yeledus. If somebody else wants to go bring a carbon and say this is for her, he's allowed to do that. And this is pasha that if it goes by the isha. If the isha is an aniya and somebody, let's say a gevir, an ashir wants to bring a carbon for this isha, it's pasha he brings a carbon ani. He brings shteitam shteven ayena. Because even though he's just paying for it, he's just bringing it for her. But the Mechui of Kabin is the Isha. If the Isha is an Aniyah, the Chi of Kabin here. Over here.
If an
by other Angavier, but over here it's the same. It's the Chapis and Ayla. But what are you mechuyev to bring? We're mechuyev to bring, right? So it goes by the isha, not the person bringing it. The Gemara Nedarim, the Chlamet Hay says, if the husband brings it for her, that's different. If the husband brings the carbon, then it goes by the husband. Let's say the husband's an Asher, but the woman is an Aniyah. So the Gemara says, you bring a carbon Asher. And the reason is, the Gemara says, this is what he writes in the Ksuba, that that the chayes of all her kabbanis are on the isha. Pavik suba is maybe not today. We have no kabbanis, unfortunately. But in the times of Beis Hamikdash, pavik suba was that you took your makaba chayes to bring all the kabbanis that your wife's mechuyim bid. As a man, since he's mechuyim to bring the kabbah, we go by the husband. So if she's an aniya, she's an poor, you're still being a kabbanisha. What's pshat? I think the pshat is the negay of this. She's an aisha. If we the gedarim mechayer go by the isha, since the money backing her to bring kabbanis comes from. There's plenty of money for that. There's no shortage of money. He's an Aisha. So it goes by, Benegay, this, she's an Ashir. I think that's together. The Mechasrinach, interesting, the Mechasrinach, Mr. Kusan Mechas, so his test, he brings down this halacha that the Baal brings the carbon and it goes back to the Baal. But he doesn't mention the Makkah, he doesn't mention the Gemara Nadar, he doesn't mention the reason. He gives a different reason. He says, because Ishtek Agufay. The business read Mechasrinach, what he's saying, a new reason for Ishtek Agufay. The Gemara says a different reason. Shekach Chesel Abitsubasa. And second of all, Ishta Kagufa, I mean, we find the Gemara in Brachas, Tachasana, Benegea, certain things, Benegea, making Brachas in front of an Eva, things like that, but it's not this, we don't find a Benegea this. The Ikka reason is like the Gemara in the Dharm says. What's not so clear is, what about in a Faket the case? This is not so clear in the Gemara in the Dharm, or the Mechas Chenech. What would be Faket? What if the husband will be an Ani, and the Isha will be an Ashira? The Isha will be rich. Would you say also that you go bust to the Baal? And he's bringing the carbon. He's bringing the carbon, so you say, yeah. There's have to be a carbon Ashia. You would say, nah, I would think yes. I would think, Lamaisa, Isha's an Ashira. This is not going to be by Mr. Achir, and maybe he'll push it not, but I think I would say more Mustavi, yes. I can't, there's all stars. Maisa, but he's mechayev himself in the ksuba. Just because an isha gets married and she has plenty of money, but her husband's an ani and he writes the ksuba, shekhs is fine. He still has to feed her and give her clothing. It's his responsibility. He has to bring her kabbanis. It's his responsibility. But the rabbi was saying the whole reason why when he's an isha you bring a kabban ashir is because for the that the isha's an ashir. And again, that she is backing for kabbanis. She's an ashir. So over here she also is backing for kabbanis. She has her own money. And it's not so, I would think in such a case that he'd be mechuyev. If he wants to do it, he has to bring a kabban ashir. And if he can't afford it, she should bring the kabban ashir. That's what I would think. The Mechas Chinuch does write in the Gemara the Sant, Im ha'av he b'kabban b'shul bita yeshiv chasa, if a father brings a kabban for his daughter, or even a master brings a kabban for the shivcha, it goes again b'asa the isha. Because the father, b'negeya, the kabban, he's not mechuyev. It's something a father wants to give, another wants to help out, but he's not mechuyev. Is a man who we go bust the issue, he's considered like a separate, like a zaytik person, like someone else. And just like we said before, if someone else brings the carbon, the gedarim go by the isha. Even if the father is an isha, if the woman is, if the daughter is an aniya, the chiv carbon is carbon aniya. Then there's the Santa Mechas Chinuch in Isid Beis. The Mechas Chinuch says, an isha chashis v'shoyta sheyolda, an isha who's a chashis v'shoyta sheyolda, she's ve'ein lehem baal sheyv v'shvilam, and she has no husband. Heim ba'asim b'turim, the rabbi named Mrs. Nehu. A cherish v'sheita is part of the mitzvah. The same thing, a woman who's a cherish v'sheita, she's part of the mitzvah, she's not mechuyev being a carbon. That's what I was clear. Yeah, that's like the mechuyev. Let's say, because they ain't lehem ba'al, they're part of the mechuyev. Masha from the mechuyev, nechla, that they would have a husband, the husband would be mechuyev being a carbon. So this I didn't understand why. In cherish, the ba'al is only acting more in the dharma, says the ba'al is mechuyev. He's meshubit to bring her kabbanis, the way he's mechuyev to feed her and clothe her. It's a chiyuv mominus. But it goes by the chiyuv of the isha. If the isha is pata, why would the husband be mechuyev to be a kabban? If a kid, it should be chulun bazara. If she's a cheresh shaita, she's not mechuyev, there's no chalais kabban. You can't bring a kabban chattis without a chiyuv, it's chulun bazara. So this is the shreya. A cheresh, she should be pata. Then the Mechas Chinuch says, if you go to Ishtek Gufesvar, maybe so there is a chalais chiyuv here on the bottom. Okay, but that we don't find that. We don't find that. Sorry.
No, he says it.
Then the Mechas Chinuch says in Santa Halach, he says with the Poshet that Isha is a chashis or shaita b'shas leida, and later on she's cured neshtafis. Later on she becomes healthy. She becomes a basbash. She should bring a carbon then. He says with the Poshet, and to me this would be a very nice chakira. I don't think it's so pashut. The chakir should be, is the chiyuv b'shas leida or b'shas yer meloyis, the day she, the mechuyev be the carbon, which is the 40th day of a zacho or the 80th day of a nekeva, after she's finished her meitum and meitaira. But later on, if she becomes nishtafis, she was already mufka from the carbon. The chashis was put from the carbon. It's not so posh that she be chayiv. Or do you say no? Anisha is chayiv in the carbon later her whole life. Every single day is machayiv, and until now she's potter. L'moshul, so the person is a chman son, a chershah shaita on Pesach night, the beginning of Pesach, after Pesach Rechavim. And then 10 o'clock at night, 3 hours later, he gets cured. Avad he b'chayiv to eat matzah. The beginning of the night, he's potter, now he's mechuyah, because the whole night is mechayiv and matzah. There's a famous kivega in Shulchan Aruch, in Archaim, in Hagoyes kivega, about cotton shenitzkavel, a cotton that eats before shkia, he has a meal, he has a suda. And then he becomes bar mitzvah that night. After the chavim, and he's still sava. He's still full. Is he mechuyev in benching midaraisa? It's like the kivega. And the shayla is because the Torah says v'chalta sevata v'rachta. The Torah seems to be saying that the chiyev benching goes on v'chalta on eating this sevata and on being full of v'rachta, and that you have to bench. So over here you have someone that did not eat. He ate as a cotton. He's potter, but he's sevei as a gadol. He's got the food in his stomach. He's sevei. Is he chayev in benching midaraisa? Okay, but these would all not be a tzushta over here. If you say the chalei tzchi of kabban leida is b'shasta leida, or maybe the chalei tzchi of chal on the woman be a maloyas on that day when she becomes chayit being the kabban. If she was potter at that point, she's potter for life. You don't say it's chal again later on. Or do you say it's chal again later on? The mechas chinuch nems nafu davu poshet that you would have to be a kabban. But it's a shenach akir. And one last Indian. In the Seder of bringing the Kabbalah, again we said before that Isha, Yeled, the spring is Kabbalah, there's a klal all over Shas, it seems, I think it's Allah Chamash Mesinai, that whenever you mechuyev in the Chattis and the Oyla, you bring the Chattis first. Chattis Kedemis L'Oyla, is Lash in the Gemara. Chattis always comes first. Tesis and Kedushin, Afi Gimel, and Zvachim, Dafei, and other places, says it's not Ma'akev. He says, B'dievet, if you brought the Oyla first, you did it wrong, you didn't do the mitzvah right, but you yaitza. The Ritva in Kedushin is Chayla. The Ritva holds it is Ma'akev. The Ritva holds that you must bring, if you brought the Oyla first, it's not good. You have to bring the Chattis and bring another Oyla. Normally it's Chattis them to Oyla. By Kabban Yeledis in the Torah, it's interesting, the Torah does write the Kabban Oyla first. It's the one place where the Torah writes, bring a Kabban Oyla and then bring a Kabban Chattis. Shuti Shemikr, it's Mashma, the Yeledis is different. The Yeledis is the one case where you bring a Kabban Oyla first, then the Chattis, but the Gemara says that's not the Halacha. The Gemara says this, and Zvachim not Tzadik, and the Gemara's Maskana is, the Yeledis also, you have the Klal Yistaka Din, the general Din, the Chattis Kedemis Oyla. And the Gemara says, Lo Hekdima HaKosav Oyla Chattis El Nimikra. The Gemara says the only reason the Torah wrote the Oyla before the Chattis is the Mikra. Was the Mikra mean Mem Kuf Reish Aleph Hey? Was mean for reading it? So Rashi and Poshut that it's for reading and laning. The Torah only wrote Oyla. This is how you lane when you lane Kriyas the Torah. This is the way you read the Psukim of the Lamaisa. You bring the Chattis Kedemis Oyla. That's the Rashi and Tosfos B'Shem Ben Chaim is famous for Ben Chaim. Taishas talking about differently. Tosfos Taishas Mikra means being makdish the carbon. There's a special halacha over here in the Mikra that the isha should be makdish the carbon oyla first and then be makdish the carbon chattis. But when you bring it from the zbeach, you bring the chattis first. Or if someone else is bringing the carbon for her, he should take a carbon, be makdish the carbon oyla first, and then be makdish the carbon chattis first. And then, but then you makdish the carbon chattis first. And.